Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India-EU free trade deal will boost funding for Indian startups and lift creative economy. Prime Minister highlights India's evolution to world's third largest domestic aviation market over past decade. President Draupadi Murmu outlines government's push to strengthen country's public healthcare system, addresses joint sitting of parliament on first day of budget session. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar dies in a plane crash near Baramati, last rites tomorrow. Industrial production growth hit two-year high of 7.8% in December. And in men's cricket, New Zealand set a target of 216 runs for India in fourth T20 at Visakhapatnam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the recent free trade agreement between India and the European Union will benefit Indian startups by improving access to funding and will also boost India's creative economy. Mr. Modi was addressing the annual National Cadet Corps NCC PM's rally at the Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi this evening.
यूरोपियन यूनियन यानी दुनिया के 27 देशों के साथ भारत का ये एग्रीमेंट हुआ इसका फायदा भारत के स्टार्टअप्स को होगा भारतीय स्टार्टअप्स की फंडिंग और इनोवेशन इकोसिस्टम तक पहुंच और आसान होगी इस समझौते से हमारी क्रिएटिव इकोनॉमी को फिल्म गेमिंग फैशन डिजिटल कंटेंट म्यूजिक और डिजाइन को भी बहुत फायदा होगा.
Mr. Modi said India has already signed several free trade agreements with countries including Oman, New Zealand, the UK, the UAE, Australia and Mauritius, and emphasized that these pacts will generate vast opportunities for millions of young people. The Prime Minister said the NCC is a movement that makes India's youth confident, disciplined and sensitive citizens dedicated to the nation. The NCC PM rally marked the grand culmination of the month-long NCC Republic Day Camp 2026. Prime Minister Modi today said India's aviation sector has undergone a historic transformation over the past decade, evolving into the world's third largest domestic aviation market. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message at the Wings India 2026 event, which got underway at Begumpet Airport in Hyderabad today. He recalled that air travel in the country was once limited to an exclusive club, but India is no longer limited to a privileged few and is becoming accessible to all. The Prime Minister said India is positioning itself as a land of aviation opportunities spanning aircraft manufacturing, advanced air mobility and aircraft leasing.
एविएशन इंडस्ट्री का अगला युग बहुत एस्पिरेशंस से भरा हुआ है और भारत इसका एक बड़ा प्लेयर बनता जा रहा है. एयरक्राफ्ट मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, पायलट ट्रेनिंग, एडवांस एयर मोबिलिटी, एयरक्राफ्ट लीजिंग ये ऐसे सेक्टर हैं जिन्हें लेकर भारत अनेक संभावनाओं के साथ आपके समक्ष उपस्थित है और इसलिए विंग्स इंडिया की ये समिट हम सभी के लिए इतनी अहम हो गई है.
Asia's largest civil aviation event, Wings India 2026, will continue till Saturday, showcasing the rise of Indian aviation and the future of global flight. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi virtually addressed the centenary celebrations of Aryavaidyashala Charitable Hospital in Kerala. Mr. Modi said around 12,000 Ayush health and wellness centres have been established across the country to provide holistic healthcare services.
12,000 से अधिक आयुष वेलनेस सेंटर्स खोले गए. इन सेंटर्स में योग, प्रिवेंटिव केयर, कम्युनिटी हेल्थ सर्विसेज ये सब कुछ उपलब्ध कराई जाती है. भारतीय पारंपरिक वेलनेस को दुनिया तक पहुंचाने के लिए सरकार ने आयुष एक्सपोर्ट प्रमोशन काउंसिल की स्थापना की. साल 2014 में भारत से लगभग 3,000 करोड़ रुपए के आयुष और हर्बल प्रोडक्ट्स एक्सपोर्ट होते थे, वहीं अब भारत से 6500 करोड़ रुपए के आयुष और हर्बल प्रोडक्ट्स एक्सपोर्ट होने लगे। भारत आज आयुष बेस्ड मेडिकल वैल्यू ट्रैवल के लिए एक भरोसेमंद डेस्टिनेशन के रूप में भी उभर रहा है, इसलिए हमने आयुष वीजा जैसे कदम भी उठाए।
Describing the India-European Trade Pact as historic, Mr. Modi said it will boost Indian traditional medical services and practitioners. The India-EU Free Trade Agreement will be beneficial for the plantation crop sector, especially coffee. Speaking to Akashvani News, President of Coffee Exporters Association of India, Ramesh Raja, said the EU is the most important market for coffee. As the FDA reduces tariffs on coffee to zero, India will be competing with other big coffee markets globally.
The European Union most important market for coffee. However, soluble coffee and other products were being subject to tariff, whereas the competing countries like Brazil did not face such a tariff. Now under the free trade agreement, we are also getting the same benefit as our competing countries. So by reducing it to zero, we are put on an equal ground as Brazil and other big players.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The budget session of Parliament began today with the ceremonial address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu outlined the central government's sustained focus on strengthening the country's public healthcare system. The President noted that over 11 crore people have received free medical treatment under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana since the launch of the scheme.
सबका साथ सबका विकास का विजन देश के हर नागरिक के जीवन में सकारात्मक प्रभाव ला रहा है। गरीब मरीजों के लिए प्रारंभ की गई आयुष्मान भारत योजना से बीते वर्ष तक देश भर के अस्पतालों में 11 करोड़ से अधिक मुफ्त इलाज किए जा चुके हैं। इस योजना के तहत बीते वर्ष 2.5 करोड़ गरीबों के मुफ्त इलाज मिला है। बीते लगभग 1.5 वर्ष में करीब 1 करोड़ बुजुर्गों को वय वंदना कार्ड जारी किए गए। आज देश में बने 1,80,000 आयुष्मान आरोग्य मंदिर की वजह से मरीजों को घर के पास इलाज मिलना सुनिश्चित हुआ।
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the Economic Survey 2025-26 in Parliament tomorrow. Union Budget 2026-27 will be presented on Sunday. The first phase of the budget session will be held until the 13th of next month. The second phase will take place from the 9th of March to the 2nd of April. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, in a social media post, said President Draupadi Murmu's address was wide-ranging, forward-looking and visionary. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said President Murmu's address reflected India's remarkable development journey in recent times. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticised the opposition over its conduct during the President's address. Talking to the media, Mr. Rijiju said the manner in which the opposition acted today is a matter of shame for the country.
The nation is ashamed of what the opposition has done. Today, the country will never forgive the opposition parties, including the Congress and its allies. When tribute was being paid on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram and to Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay ji, the entire opposition was creating a ruckus.
Maharashtra is in deep mourning following the tragic demise of state's Deputy Chief Minister and NCP President Ajit Pawar in a plane crash near Baramati in Pune district this morning. Last rites of the NCP chief will be performed with full state honours around 11 a.m. tomorrow in Baramati. A Learjet 45 VTSSK aircraft operated by VSR Ventures Private Limited was carrying 5 people on board, including the Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister, 2 more personnel and 2 crew members. No one on board survived the crash. Meanwhile, the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau will investigate the plane crash at the Baramati Airport. The President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker, several union ministers have expressed profound grief at the demise of the Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister. We have more from our correspondent.
Condolences continue to pour in for Maharashtra's Dada, known for his outright speaking style, timeliness, strong hold over governance and close connection with the people. Governor of Maharashtra Acharya Devavrat, Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis and Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde visited Baramati and paid their last respects to Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar. They also met Ajit Pawar's wife Sunitra Pawar and cousin Supriya Sule. Following this tragic incident, the state government has declared a state mourning of 3 days. Spanning a career of almost four decades, Ajit Pawar was Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra 6 times. He handled various ministries including the finance portfolio and presented the state budget 11 times. He was actively associated with several institutions and organizations in the cooperative and sports sector in the state. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh today said the issue of climate change cannot be solved until the world collectively works in tackling the menace. The minister said this while inaugurating the Technology and Innovation Conclave 2.0 in New Delhi.
Climate is an issue which is not confined to a single country. It has to be dealt with globally, collectively. And I'm glad that several of the nations have come together in this conference. We have Philippines, we have Sri Lanka, so many other countries. The new solutions which are available with the availability of artificial intelligence or the artificial driven methods are being worked on over here.
India's industrial production growth, as measured by the Index of Industrial Production, surged to its highest level in over 2 years at 7.8% in December 2025 on an annual basis. The data was released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation today. Manufacturing output, which carries the largest weight in the index, grew 8.1%, led by a significant rise in industries. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct Prime Ministerial review. Today in this special series, our correspondent takes a look at Kudgi Super Thermal Power Project in Karnataka.
The Kudgi Super Thermal Power Project Stage 1, implemented by NTPC Limited, is a coal-based thermal power project located in Vijayapura district of Karnataka. It is one of the largest power stations in South India, comprising 3 generating units of 800 megawatt each. It is one of NTPC's largest greenfield thermal power projects in South India and plays a critical role in supporting industrial growth, urbanization and infrastructure expansion across the region. The power generated from the thermal power plant is allocated to multiple southern states and union territories under long-term power purchase arrangements. Recognizing the critical importance of the project, it was reviewed under the Pragati mechanism on 24th of June 2015 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The project was completed on 3rd December 2018. The successful execution of the project reinforces the role of the Pragati mechanism as a powerful instrument for converting large capital-intensive investments into on-ground results. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In men's cricket, New Zealand have set a target of 216 runs for India in the fourth T20 of the five-match series at Visakhapatnam. In reply, the hosts were 25 for 2 in 3.4 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, put into bat, New Zealand posted 215 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog and cold wave conditions over Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana, Rajasthan, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh and Bihar till Saturday. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India-EU free trade deal will boost funding for Indian startups and lift creative economy. Prime Minister highlights India's evolution to world's third largest domestic aviation market over past decade. President Draupadi Murmu outlines government's push to strengthen country's public healthcare system, addresses joint sitting of parliament on first day of budget session. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar dies in a plane crash near Baramati. Last rides tomorrow. Industrial production growth hit two-year high of 7.8% in December. And in men's cricket, New Zealand set a target of 216 runs for India in fourth T20 at Vishakhapatnam. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.